From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. A new Senate bill wants to help the U.S. save money on money, literally. It would have us switch from dollar bills to dollar coins, make nickels out of stuff that's cheaper than nickel, and an old favorite, get rid of the penny. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has more on why the poor, persecuted penny is once again in the crosshairs.
Right now, to make one penny, it costs a cent and a half. That lost the Treasury $46 million last year. Reason enough to cut pennies loose, says Wake Forest professor Robert Waples.
So the government would run a slightly smaller deficit, and we wouldn't have the hassle of dealing with pennies.
Keep in mind, these coins are only copper-coated. The mint already uses one of the cheapest metals on the inside.
I believe it's 97.5% is zinc.
One worry of the pro-penny crowd, if they did disappear, a $9.99 price would go up to $10, a rounding tax. But Mallory Duncan with the National Retail Federation says ditching pennies would actually be a wash for everyday shoppers.
The penny could still be used as a price indicator, like $6.99, but when you add everything up, you would then either round down or round up to the nearest nickel.
Coin collectors, fear not. The new Senate bill would let the mint make just enough pennies for you guys. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.